Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a ton of information for you, so we're just going to get right into it. We're going to talk about the 7 habits of highly effective real estate investors. And yeah, this is a takeoff on Stephen Covey's 7 habits of highly effective people. And what I'm going to do today is cover Covey's 7 habits, but I'm going to spin it a little bit to reflect what a successful, or I should say, highly effective real estate investor actually is. So Covey's first principle, be proactive. The effective real estate investor is in charge of their own destiny. No one is going to deliver that great deal to your doorstep if you don't let them know who you are, what you're doing, and what a great deal looks like to you. Your behavior is a product of your choices, not a result of your conditions or your emotions. Instead of reacting to the world around you, take control. Be proactive. You know, our basic nature is, well, it's just to act. So here are a few things that I think you can do right now to start becoming proactive. First of all, take a few minutes and write down your goals. It's really not that hard. Just think about the 2 or 3 things that would dramatically improve your life if you were to accomplish them. Some goals may have to do with real estate investing, like maybe acquiring 4 rental properties that generate a passive income of over $1,000 a month by the end of, let's say, 2021, or possibly transitioning your single family holdings that you currently have into multifamily deals next year. You know, other thoughts include, well, it could be related to your health. Maybe you want to lose 2 pounds a week through improved diet and exercise. Maybe your goals relate to your relationships. Maybe you want to communicate more openly with your spouse so that you can solve problems together as a team. Or maybe calling a friend at least once a week just to catch up in order to maintain not only your emotional health, but theirs too. Now, you have to write your goals down. And you have to put them someplace where you can see them. You know, like maybe on the bathroom mirror or taped to the back of the door of your water closet. You know, the concept here is that you don't write down goals and put them out of sight. You have to keep them in your face so that they stay on top of your mind. So for each of your goals, you should brainstorm the first 3 steps needed to accomplish that goal. So let's use the example of acquiring 4 rental properties that generate a passive income of over $1,000 a month in the year 2021. To accomplish this, you need to join a group of real estate investors and you need to find a mentor. Then, with your mentor's help, you can define a target investment area. Next, you need to cultivate a group of realtors to help you find properties in your target area. Are you getting the idea? The key thing here is this. You have to take action, and you have to take action starting right now. You can find a group of qualified real estate investors and mentors if you simply go to our website at lifestylesunlimited.com. While you're there, you can sign up for a free workshop to see how we do business as members of the organization, and you can find out, you know, what our educational or mentoring programs look like. If you want to attend an upcoming case study, and case study is really cool because it's an opportunity for our members to give back to the membership by showing them what they have accomplished while following the map that we all follow. And they help to educate the rest of us because we get a clear path of what success looks like. So if you want to join an upcoming case study, and we've got them coming up. You can either just go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and there's an 866 number in the upper right corner. Call that number, and you're going to wind up speaking to one of our real estate investors and tell them you heard me on the radio and you want to attend the next case study. Or you can just shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com and I will get you connected. Now, if you're already a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I know there's a ton of you out there that listen to the show, you can take a look at the calendar and do this. Schedule the next three events you plan to participate in. This is going to keep you motivated, focused, and on track to meet your goals, even in this coronavirus era. Now, the key thing is this. You have to be proactive. You have to make things happen. And when you do these things, it will result in you making a positive change in your life. Now, Covey's second habit simply states this. It says, begin with the end in mind. The effective real estate investor is already on that path. They have set goals based on their desired outcomes, whether it's more passive income or a healthier body or better relationships. Creating an effective roadmap begins with a solid understanding of where you plan to go. Now, understanding the things that are deeply important to you is life-changing all by itself. It may take some time to break through the noise to get to the things that mean the most to you, but you may be ultimately surprised. You may discover that previous goals were not really your goals. They were the expectations of others. Many people follow whatever ladder of success is laid out before them, only to realize that no matter how far up the ladder they climb, they are not happy simply because the ladder itself was leaning against the wrong building. They are, unfortunately, fulfilling someone else's dreams and not their own. When we come back from the break, I'm going to finish up this concept of beginning with the end in mind. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the seven habits of highly effective real estate investors. It's a play on Stephen Covey's work, The Seven Highly Effective Habits. This is really about a concept that Stephen Covey introduced to us in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And I'm spinning it because I think you have to understand that there are effective habits that you need to put into place to be an effective real estate investor. And before we went to break, we started talking about the second habit, which is beginning with the end in mind. And as I left the segment, I said, maybe a lot of you are not happy because although you're climbing a ladder to what you think is success, that ladder is ultimately leaning against the wrong building and you're potentially fulfilling someone else's dreams, goals, and objectives and not your own. So if this is you, do this. Stop now and focus on your own hopes and dreams. Take the time you need for reflection. This act alone is a critical step to your success. Look, I know you're busy. I'm a busy guy too, but this will help you stay busy doing the right things. So invest the time now to make sure your ladder is propped up against the correct building. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want your friends, family, and community members to say about you at your funeral? What is the definition of success? If you work backwards from there to identify your true goals and objectives, you'll achieve success. Write down those goals and put them someplace, like I said, like, you know, on a bathroom mirror, so that you stay on top of those goals and that you see them consistently. By doing that, it'll be reinforced in your brain. They will keep you focused on what is really important to you. The effective real estate investor has already bucked the system. You know, well-meaning friends and family have told them that they will not be successful, that it's not the right time to invest in real estate. They have told them all of the tenants, taxes, and toilet stories they can think of to save them from this huge mistake of becoming a real estate investor. Well, the effective real estate investor has broken through that clamor and realizes that real estate is one of the best ways to create passive income streams, which allows them to pursue the things they're most passionate about in life, even if it is not real estate related. Your goals are a personal mission statement. Focus on the things that you can control. Much of what you worry about each day is really out of your control. When you let go of those things and you focus your energy on just the things that you can control, you will have a much bigger impact. It is very important for you to examine the lens through which you see the world. So, speaking about lenses, is something blurring your vision? Your spouse, your family, your relationships with money, your work, your feelings about your possessions, or the pleasures you seek, your friends, your enemies, your religion, or maybe your belief system, and your view of yourself all impact the way you see the world. Work to strengthen those influences that are positive and lead you toward your goals, and eliminate those that create a false belief system in your life, because false belief systems stand in the way of your success. As Stephen Covey pointed out, he said this: the ideal, of course, is to create one clear center from which you consistently derive a high degree of security, guidance, wisdom, and power. Empowering your proactivity and giving congruency and harmony to every part of your life. Yeah, the effective real estate investor knows that this is a journey. They systematically work on self-improvement and understanding. They also concurrently invest in real estate to create passive income streams to pay the bills and provide for the lifestyle they truly desire. Now, the third principle: put first things first. The effective real estate investor does just that. They put first things first. They have developed their proactive nature. They have examined the lens through which they view the world and cleared up the things that blurred their vision, which revealed their unique opportunity to contribute. They know where they are going, and they know exactly why. Now, regarding the concept of putting first things first, Stephen Covey went on to explain it this way. He said, putting first things first is the exercise of independent will towards becoming principle-centered. In other words, with the strong foundation you have built on the first two principles of an effective real estate investor, you are now ready to discover how you can take control of every aspect of your life and align your actions with your belief system. Self-management allows you to live your life on your own terms. You don't let the day happen to you. You make the day happen. This empowerment comes from making active decisions about your life instead of passively allowing others to make those decisions for you. And as you move through your day, keep your goals in mind. Focus on your critical next steps. This allows you to take the actions necessary to make your goals your reality. Often, the right choice for you will not be the easiest, nor will it be the most enjoyable. Your sense of purpose will help you to do the things that are necessary for you to achieve success. And at this point, you should have determined that you have determination and the skills to conquer the things in your life that take up most of your time and produce little, if any, desirable results. You need to develop the ability to focus on those activities that are most important. Beware of urgent tasks clamoring for your time and your attention. To put all that into context, much of what appears to be urgent in your day is really not important at all. It's the result of someone else's agenda. Work first on the items that are both urgent and important to you, and then move on to those other quote-unquote important tasks. You know, unimportant tasks, they can wait, even if they are urgent, and you'll often find that they become unnecessary. You know exactly how this feels. You have had those amazing days where you felt very productive and you achieved great results from your efforts. The results you achieve will become your motivation to make this process a habit. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to finish up the thought on putting first things first, and we'll get into the other four principles. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, I'm doing a takeoff on Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And what I'm doing is I'm kind of overlaying them on what I think are the effective habits of a real estate investor. And in the last segment, I was discussing Covey's third principle, which is put first things first. And I would just want to close that section out by saying real estate is simple, but it is not necessarily super easy. There are a lot of moving parts in a real estate investment deal, but the effective real estate investor stays on top of those details by doing the most important things first and letting someone else take care of the rest. Effective real estate investors are pursuing a lifestyle. They seek balance in their lives, and they're aware of all the roles they have in their personal lives. They have goals for their own personal development, for their relationships with their family, and for their real estate investment career. What roles do you have? What are the goals in each of those areas? You know, effective real estate investors know it's highly important to have the answers to those questions because they form the bigger picture that allows them to put first things first. So let's get into habit number 4, which is the concept of think win-win. The effective real estate investor works well with a wide variety of people in all kinds of situations. Covey points out that self-mastery and self-discipline are the foundation of good relationships with others. As you moved through the first 3 habits that we discussed, you've worked to become independent. You are now value-driven, and you're clear about your priorities. You are motivated, and you have become proactive. You have taken the time to develop a clear vision of what you want out of life and to formulate goals and an action plan to make that vision a reality. Now, you are prepared to build the interdependent relationships necessary to successfully invest in real estate. Now, a key component of successful interdependent relationships is that they are win-win. Zig Ziglar puts it this way. He says, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. Let me be very clear here. Real estate investing is satisfying because it truly is a win-win proposition. You help a property owner or a bank out of a difficult situation by buying from them a distressed asset. You create income streams for lenders, construction trades, insurance agents, home warranty companies, and a lot of other people. You provide a nice place to live for your residents, and everyone benefits when the blight of the neighborhood is renovated and is now one of the nicest properties on the street. Then You look at your bottom line. Over time, this property will make you money in a variety of ways. There's cash flow, there's equity capture, there's market appreciation, there's principal pay down. If you're in multifamily, forced appreciation, and then of course, the tax advantages you receive as a property owner. Creating win-win deals in real estate is good business. As members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we talk about the importance of having what is called an abundance mentality. This doesn't come naturally to most people. It really doesn't. You know, we grow up learning that in order to win, someone else has to lose. You might be surprised by those people who are actively working to create win-lose situations. So instead of looking for mutually beneficial relationships, they are jockeying for an advantage. They will not be happy until they get the win. The problem is that in order for them to feel that they have won, they have to make sure that you've lost. Now, Covey points this out. He says, creating mutually beneficial relationships takes great courage and consideration, especially when interacting with others who are deeply scripted in win-lose. So as you develop more experience and self-confidence, it will be easier to display this courage and consideration. There are plenty of real estate investment opportunities out there. Trust me, they are out there. If you find yourself working with someone who is deeply entrenched in a win-lose mentality, move on. I'm serious, move on. Work with your mentors and other like-minded real estate investors, and you will learn to follow a step-by-step process that will reduce your risk and greatly increase your ability to create win-win deals. Remember, the effective real estate investor looks for ways to create win-win situations in all areas of their life. Now, Covey's fifth principle, seek first to understand, then to be understood. It took me a while for this concept to get in through my thick brain, but the effective real estate investor knows that interpersonal communication is the most important skill in life. Period. End of story. Most of our time is spent communicating. So learning to do it well will have a big impact on our ability to succeed. We learned the basics of communication way back in school. You know, we learned how to read and to write, and many of us learned how to present our ideas to other people. The effective real estate investor knows that learning to listen emphatically leads to better relationships and clearer communication. Look, you've done it, and so have I. You formulated your responses to someone when that person was still talking. You know, after the first few words, your mind started racing. You may be so focused on your own thoughts that you interpret the person speaking to you in your attempt to respond quickly. Actually, I should say you interrupt them, because that's really what happens. Learning to listen provides a decisive advantage. When we respond without effectively listening, we play out our own life on someone else's screen, and it leaves the other person leaving empty and misunderstood. Empathic listening is more than just active listening. Empathic listening takes into account not only a person's words, but also their body language and their expressions. It allows you to hear their heart. This gives you much more information to work with and the ability to understand what the person in front of you really needs and wants. Only then can you craft that mutually beneficial relationship that I addressed when I was covering the win-win scenario earlier in the show. Learning to listen, I mean really listen, takes time. It is a new habit, and it will require your focus and your effort to avoid falling back into your old communication patterns. When you listen emphatically, you become more vulnerable as well. So build this habit by starting with someone close to you. Choose someone who will really benefit from the psychological space to express themselves. We all approach life differently. We all think differently. We respond differently. But taking the time to understand the person you are talking to gives you insight that will ultimately allow you to form a closer, stronger, and more rewarding relationship. And knowing how to understand is the second half of Covey's fifth habit. Because you first focused on understanding, you now have accurate information to work with. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to finish up this concept of the fifth habit of Stephen Covey, which is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Did you get it? We'll be back right after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. We are finishing up our discussion of the 7 habits of highly effective real estate investors. It's a takeoff on Stephen Covey's work, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. When we went to break, I was talking about habit number 5, which is seek first to understand, then to be understood. And we had talked about that first part, seeking first to understand. But now let's talk about that second half of Stephen Covey's 5th habit. Because you are focused on understanding, you now have accurate information to work with. As you begin to communicate, you have the opportunity to demonstrate your understanding of what the other person thinks and, even more importantly, feels. When you show them that you understand them, you build a little thing called credibility. And as you show the depth of this understanding and your respect for their point of view, you build a relationship based on integrity and trust. Then, if you can present your ideas clearly and in the context of what they have communicated, you will be understood as well. Effective real estate investors know that learning to listen and understanding the person they are with will allow them to frame their business ideas in a way most likely to result in the win-win outcome they're seeking. Take the time to develop this skill and use this approach deliberately until it becomes a habit, something they do without thinking. They will enjoy the results, more satisfying independent relationships, and ultimately more business success. Now, Covey's 6th habit, synergize. Effective real estate investors know that real estate, like most things in life, is a team sport. Some started their investment efforts alone and learned through costly mistakes that they needed to surround themselves with a strong team and a successful mentor to succeed. I'm one of those guys. Some found a peer group of like-minded people to share information with, to share advice, and to receive mentoring before they began investing. They were able to learn from other people's successes instead of from their own mistakes. So if you're in this camp, you've already found a peer group with mentors and vendors to help you succeed. You're ahead of the game and well on your way to being an effective real estate investor. Now, synergy is a natural phenomenon. We see it all around us. When creative cooperation results in a whole greater than the sum of its parts, what I'm trying to say is this: 2 heads are better than 1. When you work with others, you create new alternatives, new pathways that were not there before. And all of these habits that you've developed up to this point come together to allow you to successfully synergize with other people. You have learned to respect and understand differences. You've built on collective strengths, and you work together to compensate for weaknesses. You've learned to listen well and how to be understood. Synergy joins our analytical side and our creative side to spark those win-win solutions that we're looking for. Now, membership in an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited gives you a clearinghouse for all things real estate related. You can find answers to the questions from the mentors or the realtors or the vendors or other members that are a part of the organization. It is amazing what you can learn in casual conversations and the resources that become available when you ask the right questions and you share ideas with people who have similar goals. You can learn and grow from being around people who are more successful real estate investors than you are. And you can give back by teaching others who are just beginning their journey toward financial freedom through real estate investing. Our organization, it's a great example of synergy. The effective real estate investor looks for a mentor who has successfully invested in real estate and is now living the lifestyle they desire, funded from the passive income they receive from their investments. They surround themselves with like-minded people by finding a local group of real estate investors and participating in those group events. The effective real estate investor does not try to go at it alone. Instead, they synergize with others so everyone can achieve much more. And Covey's seventh principle is entitled Sharpen the Saw. The effective real estate investor understands the value of self-renewal and becoming a lifetime learner. There are so many ways to boost your energy and excitement for real estate investing. So let me just come up with as many as I can before the show ends on me. Take the time to exercise and stay healthy. Yeah. When you exercise and you eat well, you release endorphins that make you happier and ultimately increase your brain functions. Tony Robbins recommends exercising first thing in the morning. If you're really struggling, he suggests that you go to sleep in your running clothes and put on your shoes. Well, don't put on your shoes when you go to bed, but put them by your bed as you go to bed so that when you wake up, you're all ready to go for a run or a walk. All you have to do is put those shoes on. You roll out of bed and onto your shoes, and then you let the momentum carry you out the door. Once you're more active, it will be easier to eat a healthy diet. Exercise will release the endorphins your body is craving. Exercise, good nutrition, and good hydration keeps your mind at peak performance for analyzing deals. Take the time to periodically re-examine your values and your belief system. Make sure your behavior reflects your core beliefs and your motives are aligned correctly. Drill down to what you really want to accomplish. Doing so will reveal your core beliefs and is the wellspring of your motivation. Keep asking yourself the simple question, why, until you get down to the simplest concept. Take time to forgive yourself for your failings and let them go. It's important to learn from the past so that we do not repeat the same mistakes. And then it's time to move on. Give yourself credit for the things that you do right. You are listening to this so that you can become a more effective real estate investor. So give yourself credit for taking action. Don't spend any more time looking in that rearview mirror. Each day is a new opportunity to take action and to move yourself closer to achieving your goals. Learn from where you've been, but focus your energy on where you're going. Take the time to develop your mind by becoming a lifetime learner. I mean, read the right books. Read the correct information that's out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of disinformation out there. So if you're going to sit down and study and learn, make sure you're talking with your peer groups and find out what kind of books they're reading. Find out where they're attending educational seminars or where they're going for case studies and classes. It's very important that you interact with other investors. It is absolutely critical. Now, take time to build your emotional resilience. As you learn more about yourself, you will become much more confident. When you begin to execute your plan, you will feel more successful. Stay focused on the things that truly matter to you, which are your core beliefs. Then, when you feel stressed or you think bad things are happening to you, you can return to your center and put things in perspective. Emotional resilience is developed over time as you learn to take positive action in the face of difficult circumstances. And this one, I think, is of the utmost importance. Take the time to help other people. Real estate investing is an amazing business model because of all the potential to help so many people with just one deal. As you become more experienced, you begin to mentor others, and your wake begins to ripple out, changing lives. It is absolutely true. And I think the effective real estate investor takes time to renew themselves and to bring balance back into their life. They know this is the key to success. You're in this for the long haul, so this is the path you've chosen to secure your financial future. Take the time to nurture yourself so that you can invest in real estate with energy, creativity, and enthusiasm. Go out and find a mentor who has been successful and follow them and help others along the way. This will allow you to see the opportunities in front of you, to move past fear and towards action, and to draw others to you who will gladly help you succeed. If you are interested in finding out what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.